Now let's move on to some other matters, because we're going to the High Court next, where a judge has deferred giving her judgment on the future of an iPass centre in County Westmeath. The centre at Lissy Wullen in Athlone was designed to house up to 1,000 asylum seekers. Our reporter Diane Connor was in court. Diane, can you give us the background to this hearing? Because it's been rumbling on for some time now.
It certainly has, and a ministerial order was made last October paving the way for the development of the iPass Centre in Athlone, initially tents for 100 with plans to develop army tent accommodation for up to 1,000 international protection applicants and modular units to replace those. Now, what's called a statutory instrument was used to speed up the establishment of the centre. Now, a statutory instrument is a secondary legislation. It's made by a minister and modifies existing laws. A legal challenge was taken by five Westmeath-based representatives, Paul Hogan, Frank Aquina, John Dolan, Kevin Boxer Moran and Angus O'Rourke, and the matter came before the courts last December. Paul Hogan and his colleagues claimed the minister failed to adequately screen the project for potential environmental impacts. And they said that the minister lacked the expertise to carry out such assessments in an expedited matter. Now, the state conceded the legal challenge during those proceedings back in December, but asked for a stay on the order quashing the use of the statutory instrument. The state argued that there was a serious risk to the dignity and safety of asylum seekers. And Aoife Carroll, who's senior counsel for the state, said that EU law requirements and legislative procedures were complied with, but not entered into record, amounting to an error, but that situation was considered to be one of emergency, she said. Now, a judgment on whether or not a stay would be granted was due to be given today.
So, as you say, it was all back in court today. What actually happened?
Well, Ms. Justice Emily Farrell read out a lengthy statement in court this morning, and in it she said there had been an absence of evidence that there is a risk of damage to the environment, with no acceptance of that by the minister. And she said Councillor Paul Hogan didn't seek to establish that. And Ms. Farrell said there are serious consequences for those staying in the accommodation centre, who she said are the innocent parties, and many may be vulnerable. She said they faced homelessness and rough sleeping. Now, the judge said the minister with responsibility was looking for a stay until November, when the proposed legislation is expected to be enhanced, and she said she would defer making any orders until the upcoming Oireachtas summer recess. So she adjourned the case until the 21st of July, and on that date she said she wants to see the draft legislation which would correct the error in the planning. Ms. Justice Farrell said that the minister must continue to attempt to provide alternative accommodation, and she wants to see the steps being taken by the minister to find that accommodation. And she said the numbers on the site should have diminished substantially by the 21st of July. On Monday, a few days ago, the court heard that there are 137 people staying at that centre. So the judge said that no new offers of accommodation can be given and no new work should be carried out on the site, apart, of course, she said, from essential maintenance.
Diane Connor at the High Court. Thank you very much for that.